In courtroom 1C, which is called a ceremonial courtroom, the first set of potential jurors was given a questionnaire, and they were also given a procedural speech by Judge Jerry Baxter, which included instructions to be on time. If jurors are late, they will be fined $200. Afterwards, Judge Baxter, prosecutors, and defense attorneys returned to courtroom 4D. That's Baxter's regular courtroom, and that's where more pretrial motions were heard. Defense attorney W. Scott Smith represents Theresia Copeland, a former testing coordinator at Benteen Elementary School. He's requesting access to review standardized tests from 2006 and 2007.
Judge, I am asking the state to produce that evidence as far as the tests themselves, so we can go through them. We're willing to do it. It takes about 3 weeks to do so, and we're willing to do it on our own.
That's in order to do a handwriting analysis. But those tests are not the same prosecutors are expected to introduce as evidence. Those exams are somewhere in Atlanta, all locked up in a warehouse. And according to Atlanta Assistant District Attorney Fonnie Willis, too much has already been spent.
We would have to ship them here. You have to pay that cost. That cost is about $20,000 per year for tests. So that's on top of the $50,000. Then you have to make sure that you have a warehouse that is to the specification.
It's taken over a year for the trial to begin since 35 were indicted, and it's expected to last months. The trial is beginning without former school superintendent Dr. Beverly Hall. She has stage 4 breast cancer and is unable to assist in her defense. Rose Scott, WABE News.